Hello and welcome to the 21st century answer to variety, entertainment, news, serious agenda stuff. The plandemic was planned and designed to kill the old and weak. But the vaccine is designed to restrict women's ability to have more than two children. What is the protein targeted by the vaccine? Syncytin 1. Or the protein the vaccine makes inside the body has a part of which is the same as a part of syncytin 1. Now, the vaccine depicts the virus itself. So what they're saying eventually is that part of the virus itself has this part of code which is the same as the protein involved in the creation of the placenta, which is the baby's food in the womb, without which the baby would starve to death. Now, so if the virus itself has got a bit of that code, was the virus man-made even? The virus itself was made in order that the vaccine could do this. Or is it all just coincidence? Proteins made up of 20 different amino acids. They determine the shape. So what makes a protein a protein? Well, proteins are recognized by their shape. What makes their shape? The amino acids that make the protein. So the shape of the virus, part of it, is same as the shape of the protein involved in creating the placenta. Now, when I was thinking that it's only in the vaccine, I was thinking, well, what have they used a bit of the protein involved in creating the placenta, syncytin 1, because they're creating something in you. They're injecting you with something that's going to make the virus inside of you, and then that's going to get attacked by the immune system. Seems crazy. Syncytin 1 shares similar genetic instructions with part of the spike of the new coronavirus. Now, is there a new coronavirus? Is there an old coronavirus? So the old coronavirus is that SARS and MERS that we had before. And when they were saying about this virus, and they were saying this is a new virus, is this part of the newness of it? Only the new coronavirus shares this similar genetic instruction with syncytin 1. And therefore, again, it's like a bit dodgy. Ooh. I haven't watched that film, by the way, on Amazon Prime, Utopia. I certainly intend to. Apparently it's all about this. But I did see a Stargate episode where they were visited by an alien race. It was really nice to them. We're giving them these advanced medicines. Yet, lo and behold, in there, hidden in these medicines, was a sort of DNA technology that would make future generations sterile, and they wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't be able to do anything about it once you'd taken this thing. You wouldn't be able to undo it. So they had to send a message back to the past, never to meet these people. Great. Virus mutation example. So moving on to a different thing. We don't know about this the vaccine is designed to restrict women's ability to have more than two children. I mean, we're not going to know about it down the line, but when information comes up like this and it's marked up as false information, but then you go and look at the false, why they're saying it's false information, and they just didn't word it correctly, or you know, there is fact there. There is a part of the vaccine, a part of the virus itself indeed, which is the same as a part of the protein that is involved with the women's body to make a placenta for the child so that they can grow a baby. Now look, any sort of messing around with that, you've got to be wary. You really should. And so the government advice is that a woman currently pregnant shouldn't have the vaccine. Well, I would go further than that and say, until you've got some long-term information on this, no woman that even might consider having a baby in the future should take this vaccine. Now, moving on to virus mutations. And partly why I think a lockdown, not necessarily a lockdown, but to be aware, for your population to be aware when a new virus is coming round, or an old virus, or, you know, is to go into, yes, virus protection mode, but not to stop working, not to stop schools, but just social distancing and washing of hands, just being a bit more careful and aware. Because, take this example, a full cinema with 50% of folk with the virus. So many hosts, the virus is having a party. Mutations occur. They won't be mutations to improve the transmission, as it's already so easy. So it will mutate to be more effective, i.e. deadly. Because when we're talking about a virus, we're not talking about the good viruses that help us, and there are millions of those. We're just talking about the ones that attack us when they turn against us. Their aim is to take us out. So when they mutate, they make improvements. Now what we've had here with lockdown, the virus has had to mutate to make itself more transmissible. And therefore, it hasn't been able to do another mutation to make itself more deadly. It's no more deadly, if anything less, but more transmissible. That means you get a herd immunity quicker. You wouldn't even have to involve vaccines in this. You know, the reason we have vulnerable people is because of the health methods that we've relied on for the last 20 years. Complete overuse of antibiotics, abuse of antibiotics. You know, we still think it's better to do organ transplants rather than try and heal the effective organ, and then you're on immune suppressant drugs for the rest of your life, so you're vulnerable. And so many other reasons to have immune suppressant drugs, and it's a crazy way to treat your population. So in Thailand and places like that, and Vietnam, you know, where they're still pretty much, you know, at one with the dirt and stuff, and they got their good bacteria and they're healthy. That's why they haven't been affected so much. That's why our death numbers, even though they are inflated massively because 500,000 people die on average a year, you know, that's why we have, you know, people who are on death's door already. Yeah, they got taken out by this virus. And bad advice. When there's a new virus coming around, don't scare the crap out of everyone, telling them they might die from it. That's not what's good for your immune system. Your immune system likes to be optimistic. No, don't give it the death knell. And then, you know, practically no good advice whatsoever. Just fear and all the wrong things, basically. Basically. Under virus attack, social distance and wash hands until population has good immunity. Did I read this? Mutations occur. There won't be mutations to improve the transmission. It's already so easy. So it will mutate to be more effective, i.e. deadly. Okay, moving on now. Something completely different. Radio weather reports.
Why do they always go on about the weather in Scotland? You're listening and waiting for your region. But you wander off and then the whole thing's finished and you've missed it. I used to listen to the BBC.
Hugh Pims from The Times. Why is the BBC budget so big? Well, detailed analysis of Scotland's weather takes a huge part.
But it's not just the BBC. All stations seem to have the same issue. They start with Scotland.
A large weather system is forming on the west coast of Scotland. Rain developing over Glasgow and heading up before taking east to Aberdeen, where it will gradually weaken. Shetland and Orkney will get a rare ray of sunshine at 2:14, lasting 10 to 12 minutes. During the night, the weather system will have moved into central Scotland, blah, blah. For the rest of the country, it's cold and cloudy. Oh yes, and I forgot, there's a severe weather warning in Yorkshire. Did I say that right? Yorkshire. Evacuations taking place. Massive flooding. Thought I'd remember the heavy rain that must have occurred in the previous days. Oh yes, I remember now. Scotland just escaped the rain, had a good few glorious days. Is it the same in Scotland? Do they talk about the weather in England all the time? What's going on? Is it because we're not interested in the weather where we live? Because we're going to have it tomorrow? But the weather in somewhere else? Now that's interesting. No, I'm not interested.
Now, I'm free of the script. And yes, most of you can turn off, as the rest, of course, won't be very interesting. People hate that, don't they? People! So I wrote a book, as you see in my previous video, all about my meditation. I tell you, it's a right... I made a couple of hard versions. Getting all printed in the right order was really difficult. And I haven't actually got another copy. But anyway, you can watch the video. So I don't need to do that. I don't need to do anything. I could just turn it off and upload it. It wouldn't take very long. But, you know, I like to just sometimes, you know, open up and be unscripted. And in fact, that's how I really started out. Well, not started out on YouTube, but that's kind of what I got into. And I was usually quite pleased that by the end of it, after a full hour, I'd actually remembered to say all the things I wanted to say, and to me that was just great because I didn't have to write it down and I kind of managed to get through it all. But of course that's probably not very nice for the audience, and I could probably sit down for a while and just write it down and then read it and go, I don't quite mean that, I want it to sound like this, but I don't know, do I want to do that? Is there something to be gained? I mean, it's not like the videos that I've put a lot of effort into get a lot of views, and the videos I don't put a lot of effort into get hardly any, or the other way around. There's no real rhyme or reason I've particularly noticed. I mean, thumbnail and subject, I think. Usually, that's the main thrust that it gets, and just luck. I seem to be under pending investigations with YouTube, as they took down my most popular video. It got a sort of sudden extra surge, and they just took it down. It was on about 6,500 views. So my thinking is they wanted to take it down before I get a video with 10,000, which sort of upgrades my channel, and so whatever. Although I did quite like, you know, I can say now I've written a book, even though it was 20 pages and not a lot of writing on each page. Very, very, very short book. I can't really say I've written a book, but I can say I've written a book, and it's on what do you call it, Amazon, on their Kindle, whatever, ebook things. So yeah, and then maybe I'll do another one. I don't know. I might not. But I've been, you know, I've probably been a little bit more concerned about this vaccine than perhaps I should have been. I don't like it because I just think you're playing with fire when you're messing around, which is what they are doing. And they love to mess around. Just look at the form, look at the history, how they love to try things out on us. You know, they'll try it out on animals morning, noon and night. I mean, they're just constantly doing experiments on animals. It's just a way of life for them, isn't it? Like, what would civilization be without your white mice and monkeys and stuff to experiment on? What would they do with their lives? And I guess, you know, I suppose it is. I mean, I was looking today and finding out about more about what a protein is, and an amino acid and a chromosome. Thinking, well, yeah, these are the building blocks of life. I should really, you know, all my claims and things about knowing all these important truths, know more about these things. So I guess it's a legitimate pursuit of knowledge, and without animal experimentations and without experimenting on people as well, well, they wouldn't know anything, would they? Still, you know, a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. When they do know something, they want to know more, and so they need to try stuff out. They must have tried this out already. Do they just need to try it out on larger parts of the population, or is this when they execute? What was it? Something the other day I thought, yeah, they're gathering their learning experience from that. Yeah, the mutations. So, because they seem to be very, you know, as they should be, up on these mutations, and they know exactly how it's mutated, you know, so they've got their layout of exactly what the virus looked like initially, and then they got the mutation, they can see exactly how it's changed. And you know, to me, I'm thinking they want to learn from that so that they can, when they want to make something spread, they know how to spread it. I mean, when they're going to be given these vaccines, which is something that the body's going to make the virus, or it's going to make the protein of the virus. The proteins are the building blocks of life. Proteins can also be messages. You can also have proteins that are an enzyme, and they cause an action. They create an action to happen. Well, I don't know. But of course they're going to be learning all the time, gathering their information. And this is a pandemic. The timing of it couldn't have been worse for Trump. But was Trump even part of their plans? I'd like to go back and see during the Republican nominations, when Trump became the Republican nomination, how was he allowed to go to those hustings and just be so rude and tell people to shut up and then get all the limelight? You know, if it wasn't a setup. If, let's say, you know, say the Biden crew, Biden, Obama, Clinton, Bush, all very presidential, right? But they needed to get some shit done. And they knew they were going to have a break between Democrat president and Democrat president. Stick a Republican in who can, I mean, Trump is even a Republican, I don't know. Stick someone in who can, they can get their dirty deeds done or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Something like that. I think I'm making an argument for scripting the videos. And I get desperate, I get the guitar out. I put the tuning back into normal E. A secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth. Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. Set list along with this.
Sell them home without quiz.
as they land upon the shore. Tell them not to fear no more. Sing it loud and sing it proud today. Dance if they wanna dance, please brother take a chance. You know they're gonna go which way they wanna go.
Great thou art.
Saviour God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. So that's a few from the growing set list. There's going to be Stone Roses in there. I don't know what else. Can't remember. But those three as well. And hopefully I'll practice them and play them without making cock-ups. Right, that was probably really terrible and broke the speakers, but I guess I'll just upload it anyway. Really got standards. Not even real standards. There are standards. I do have standards, but they're mostly moral. So unless there's anything else I think of, I guess I'll probably get up and turn off. I'm getting quite a severe cramp in my left foot, the roof of my foot. Just allowing it. Well, I say quite severe. It's fading away now. It's funny though, if you focus on it, it'll come back. But what you need to be thinking is, it's trying to tell me that I'm not processing something deeper as I've gone on about. Life update for me. Don't really want to say. I am trying to, I'm looking to fill that woman-shaped hole that is in my life. I mean, for most of my life I've had a woman talk to. It could just be a friend, you know, a friend could fill that hole. Just woman company sometimes, and I have had some of that lately, and it's nice. That'll do. It gets too complicated. It has to go all sexually. It gets so complicated, and I don't want a baby. I'm 44. I have recently decided that I might live until 2090 or 2091. That'd be like 113. Yeah. Now, my attitude towards my life has sort of, you know, I'd always wanted to live long. I'd always wanted to live until I was about 130. That was my aim. So I didn't want to overexercise and use up all my, because you have this allotted amount of oxygen, something like that. Anyway, but more recently I've gone into, just give me 76, four sets of 19, get me out of it, get me out of here, and back into the next one. But really, I need to be born again. I suppose I don't need to be born again until 2110. I need to be born in 2110-ish. Between 21 01 and 2110 is when I need to be born. So I now need to live until I'm 29, until about 2090. Because I'm thinking you get about 10 years. 10 years is the normal gap in between lives. Because otherwise, I'm going to have two quite short lives. Not quite, I mean, that's what I mean. I could have a couple of 60-year lives. And have to learn all this again. That's the annoying thing, see. So I'm thinking now, I can make it another 60 years, maybe. Well, if I can, I will. As long as I can be mobile and self-sufficient. I want to be self-sufficient. I want to look after myself. I don't want to have to have anyone that I'm dependent on. I want to be independent. There you go. And my plan is to be able to live out in nature. It's skills I'm slowly beginning to acquire. I made a bow. Catching fish and rabbits and deer. I'll shoot deer. Sorry, Queenie, but there's loads of deer out there. I'll shoot one. I won't shoot swan. In fact, I'm not going to kill any bird. No bird. I had a hawk in my back garden today. Came down, tried to get a bird, heard it hit the fence a bit. Really cool. And then it sat there for a bit, and I was trying to get a picture, but the window light, the zoom, you know, doesn't work because it's just... Anyway. But in terms of meditation update, getting all my 7 chakras now that I realised one of them is your opposite sex chakra. I've noticed that other women can trigger that chakra. It doesn't have to be your soulmate. Or whether my soulmates, I've engaged my soulmate chakra and therefore I can feel it. Don't know. You know, not trying not to let things just become sexual, even though that, you know, is nice and everything else. There's more to be gained from going up than going down. Like, you can have this chakra, can't see, I'm pointing around where the ovaries are in the women and the testes, you know, you can have nice feelings going on there, but you can have a lot more if you move the energies up to the higher chakras. So above where your soul is in that central chakra, and start working on your thymus. When I say working on, just focus your attention there, anything happening there. It's a little bit sharp, I wouldn't call it sharp, but you know, acute-ish sort of feeling in my chest here, I can straight away allow that into this sort of area, and it feels lovely. And of course you can go up through the throat and into your brain chakras there. Huge amount of pleasure to be gained there. Is it just about seeking pleasure? No. But there is a pleasurable way of living, and that's how you learn to love it. You know, well, you do. You love the good bits, right? So you operate with love. You're not operating alone. You're operating with love. Love, the very source of all. Escape. You know, that's a normal thing for us. We're very used to it. Not so much in this life. Because each time we come into a physical life, Well, we do have it when we first come out. We're doing it. It's just the adults aren't. That's why we cry. It bothers them, so they shut us up and make us like them. Yeah, I did. I just had this thought today as well. Like, we think of us human beings evolving, and look how clever we're getting. Oh, we know so much more about this, that, and the other. But the price to be paid for that cozy, soft living life, depending on others working stuff out for you, so that you can get in your nice, comfy car and everything's comfortable, is that it is making us soft, right? And nature is snapping at our heels in every way. The viruses, right? We can barely fight off a virus because we're so filled with drugs and everything else. Wild animals, right? Soon, they're going to get braver and braver and braver, and they're going to notice that hang on a minute, you know, the humans you we used to encounter used to shoot us with a shotgun and make dogs run after us and everything else, and now when I come near a human, they're sort of whimpering and cowering, if not pointing this black thing at me. Anyway, I'll have a bit of this. Do you know what I mean? They might start taking us on, right? Or is that a bit far-fetched? But do you know what I mean? Things are heading that way, like early warning signs. You know, nature suddenly turned. If they all did it at once, if those 40 crows and the 20 magpies and the seagulls and the pigeons and if all the birds just decided to start attacking people, what the fuck could we do about it? Just saying. Evolution, I think, you know, and I've said it pretty much my whole life, more like devolution. That's right. I'm talking about Scottish politics or Scottish weather. Okay, ciao now.